Time now for the news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. We can get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Kennepper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast shows sunny skies with a high near 79. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for the person or persons who stole a Toro Dingo from the Lindell Eschbach property. Crime Stoppers is also offering a reward for the person or persons who entered a locked storage building belonging to Nicole Simpson and stole a Blackstone grill, baskets, and a police vest. And Lisa Ridgely reports someone entered her deceased parents' residence in Sisney and stole a cast iron safe, poker child, a lunchbox, and a flag. If you have information on these or any other crimes, call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. More news right after this break.
Don't let concerns about current events derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Abby Mawson, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand today's financial landscape and make sure you achieve your goals. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Let's connect. Start by giving me a call at 618-842-4696. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. Name brand tile and vinyl flooring that is water and kid-proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. All remnant carpet is 50% off already marked down prices. All area rugs and all in-stock flooring 30% off, cash and carry only until supplies last. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and after hours by appointment only on West Main in Fairfield.
Frontier Community College is now offering a certified medical assistance degree. This new two-year program will provide various career opportunities in the medical field or the chance to continue your education. In addition to classroom learning, students will complete an internship at local hospitals to experience interactive learning. For more information, visit iecc.edu/fcc/cma or call 618-842-3711. Frontier Community College, where you can achieve your educational goals.
And now the rest of the news. The Fairfield City Council will meet tonight at 6 p.m. in City Hall with a public hearing to rezone properties to be held prior to the regular meeting at 5:50. Items in routine business include an ordinance to rezone hospital-owned property from an R2 zone to a P zone, an ordinance to rezone city-owned property from an R3 zone to a P zone, a street closing request for FCHS Homecoming, and a resolution for an appointment to the police pension fund. Other items on the agenda are an ordinance for the transfer of property between the Park District and the city, TIF redevelopment agreement for the Water Tower project, TIF redevelopment agreement with Ginger Ales, and an ordinance authorizing modification of the city's agreement with Sunrise Sanitation. Two people were formally charged in Wayne County Court on Monday in connection to a joint operation with the Wayne City Police Department that we reported on last week. 43-year-old Paxton D. Bruce of Wayne City was formally charged with Class X felony delivery of between 15 and 100 grams of methamphetamine, and Class 3 felonies for possession of less than 5 grams of methamphetamine and criminal fortification of a residence or building. 35-year-old Heather N. Crow of Evansville was charged with 2 counts Class X felony delivery of between 15 and 100 grams of methamphetamine and Class 1 felony possession of between 15 and 100 grams of methamphetamine. Per our initial report, on September the 7th at approximately 9:30 p.m., deputies with the Wayne County Sheriff's Office, with assistance from the Wayne City Police Department, arrested Bruce and Crow in a large-scale methamphetamine distribution case. These arrests were the culmination of an extensive investigation by the Wayne County Sheriff's Office. Wayne County Sheriffs responded to a two-vehicle collision on September the 12th at approximately 7:50 a.m. William Shelton was backing out of his driveway in a 2004 Dodge Dakota when Lisa Frisk collided with Shelton in a 2021 Bluebird bus, causing damage to both units. Shelton was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident and given a promise to comply. 8 people were recently booked into the Wayne County Jail. On September the 4th, Wayne County Sheriffs booked Rachel M. Hutchinson on a failure to appear warrant on a charge of theft. On September the 5th, Wayne County booked Michael D. Dye on a Wayne County failure to appear warrant on one charge of driving with a suspended or revoked license, one charge of operating an uninsured motor vehicle, and one charge of failure to wear a properly adjusted and fastened seatbelt. On September the 6th, Nelson L. Greenman was booked by Wayne County on a Wayne County petition to revoke on a felony charge of theft of motor vehicle parts or accessories. Also on the 6th, ISP booked Michael A. Grimes on one charge of driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. On September the 7th, Wayne County Sheriffs booked Paxton D. Bruce on charges of possession of a weapon by a felon, unlawful possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine 15 to 100 grams, armed violence, criminal fortification of a residence or building, and an IDOC warrant. And Heather N. Crow on charges of possession of a weapon by a felon, unlawful possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine 15 to 100 grams, armed violence, and criminal fortification of a residence or building. On September the 8th, Fairfield Police booked Wesley A. Cohn on a charge of possession of methamphetamine. And on September the 10th, Kyle Butcher was booked by ISP on a charge of aggravated driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. As a reminder, the City of Fairfield is currently accepting applications for police officers. The next test date is set for September 23rd and 24th. For more information, call 842-2294. Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Kerry Sutton has announced the activity and enforcement figures for the month of August. Enforcement activity consisted of 368 citations and 1,295 written warnings, including 3 DUIs, 156 speeding citations, 54 occupant restraint citations, 15 distracted driving citations, 15 criminal arrests, and 336 written warnings for speeding. Troopers also conducted 155 motor carrier safety inspections and investigated 28 traffic crashes. There were no fatal traffic crashes investigated by District 19 during the month of August. Moreover, District 19 issued 228 citations and 416 written warnings for Fatal 4 violations. These violations are most associated with fatal traffic crashes and include DUI, speeding, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. District 19 includes the counties of Wabash, Edwards, Wayne, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin. State Representative Adam Niemerg and gubernatorial candidate State Senator Darren Bailey will be co-hosting satellite office hours today at Fairfield City Hall from 2 until 3:30 p.m. If you would like to schedule an appointment, call either district office at 665-4109 or 217-813-6036. Fairfield Public School District 112, along with Jasper, New Hope, and Jeff School Districts, are conducting Child Find preschool screenings for 3- to 5-year-old children not yet enrolled in public schools who will not be kindergarten eligible for the 2022-2023 school year. These screenings check each child's progress in hearing, vision, speech, language, and coordination skills. This will give parents a better idea of how their child is progressing at this very young age before school begins. The screening program is free, and parents will receive immediate feedback on how their child is developing. Head Start and Family Enrichment personnel may also be present to explain their program and services. The preschool screenings will be held at Northside School tomorrow, as well as Thursday, September the 15th, and Wednesday, September the 16th. The procedure takes about 45 minutes, and appointments must be made. For more information or to make an appointment, call 842-6501. North Wayne will hold their screenings at Johnsonville on September the 27th, and Wayne City will hold their screenings on September 29th and 30th. Fairfield Fall Fun Fest kicks off tomorrow with the Roasted Chestnuts, sponsored by the Wayne County Press, performing on the main stage from 6 until 7 p.m. After the concert, it will be Church Night Gospel Music, organized by Lowell Beckel and Kristen Musgrave, and sponsored by Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home. Thursday will be the F&B 5K Run Walk, Fall Fun Fest Prince and Princess Contest, and the Miss Fall Fun Fest. Fairfield Police are reminding the public that Main Street will be closed through Sunday morning. The closed portion of Main Street is from 1st Street east to Northeast 4th Street, including the 100 blocks of Northeast and Southeast 2nd Streets and Northeast and Southeast 3rd Streets, though the F&B drive-thru will be accessible from Southeast 3rd Street during daytime hours. The Illinois Department of Transportation has designated the detour route to be south on Southeast 4th Street, west on Center Street, then returning to Main Street by traveling north on South 1st Street. There will be no on-street parking on any part of the detour route, and the public is asked to be aware of increased pedestrian traffic in these areas. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Senior Life Solutions will hold their next coffee club from 9:30 until 10:30 a.m. on Thursday. The coffee club will meet in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Cafe and is open to anyone interested in attending. Free blood pressure checks and refreshments will be offered during the coffee club. For more information about the club or to learn more about Senior Life Solutions, call 847-8298. Well-known tri-state forensic pathologist Dr. John Heidingsfelder died early Monday as a result of a heart attack. Heidingsfelder came to the tri-state in 1989 by request of a group of coroners led by then-coroner Carl McVeigh from White County and coroner Mark Curtis from Edwards County, moving himself and his family from Louisiana to Evansville. Heidingsfelder was the lone pathologist for most of southern Illinois and Indiana for the better part of 20 years and was involved in the investigation of several famous southern Illinois and Indiana homicide cases, including the identification of those killed in the Army National Guard C-130 plane crash that slammed into the Drury Inn and JoJo's restaurant in Evansville on February 6th of 1992. Dr. John Heidingsfelder graduated from Louisiana State University School of Medicine in New Orleans in 1973 and was a practicing forensic pathologist for over 49 years. According to the latest Illinois crop report, 70% of corn acres have reached the dent stage, with 16% mature compared to 36%. 1% has been harvested. Corn is rated at 9% very poor to poor, 19% fair, and 72% good to excellent condition. According to Illinois State crop statistician Mark Schlesner, 91% of soybean acres were setting pods compared to the 5-year average of 97%. 15% of soybean acres were dropping leaves compared to 20% normally. Soybeans conditions improved slightly, coming in at 10% very poor to poor, 23% fair, and 67% good to excellent. The third cutting of alfalfa hay is now 79% complete, and average statewide topsoil moisture is rated at 4% very short, 24% short, 70% adequate, and 2% surplus. The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 5.86 feet, below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5.03 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 5.29 feet below its 18-foot flood stage. Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 1.85 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 4.07 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 3.59 feet. Today's crude oil price is $80.78. up 99 cents from yesterday. The October crude oil price is $87.77, up $2.43 from yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths.
When your fields need weed protection, you can rely on the Lion. With up to 6 weeks of residual control of Palmer Amaranth, water hemp, and more tough broadleaf weeds, you can depend on Valor EZ Herbicide by Valent USA to provide a clean pre-emergence foundation. No matter what trait system you use, you'll get excellent rotational flexibility in your fields with control you can rely on. For easy mixing and loading, optimum coverage, and proven residual weed control, the choice is easy. Valor EZ. Always read and follow label instructions.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 73 degrees. It's time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones rep, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at $31,523, down 857 points. The NASDAQ is at $11,792, down 473 points. The price of crude oil is $80.78, unchanged from this morning. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Drew Pounson.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Michael Woley, 77, of Fairfield, Glades, Tennessee, formerly of McLeansboro, died on Saturday, September the 10th. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until noon tomorrow at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Graveside service will follow at the IOOF Military Cemetery in McLeansboro, with military honors accorded by the American Legion Post 106 and the U.S. Army Military Honor Team of Marion, Illinois. Annis Lee Doty, 87, of Fairfield, died on Thursday, September the 8th. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial to follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be held today from 5 until 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Scotty DeWitt, 82, of Leesburg, Florida, formerly of Fairfield, died on Monday, September the 5th. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. on Thursday, September the 15th, at the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church, with burial to follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. tomorrow at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Kenneth Harold Hostetler, 89, of Clay City, died on Sunday, September the 11th. A funeral ceremony will be held at 1 p.m. on Thursday, September the 15th, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Clay City Cemetery with the presentation of military funeral honors as well as service honors by the Associated Firefighters of Illinois. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Thursday at the funeral home. Eunice LaVon Bowers, 90, of Troy, formerly of Dahlgren, died on September the 8th. Visitation will be held from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday, September the 17th, at Harry Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Funeral services will be at 1 p.m. with burial in Belrive Cemetery in Belrive. K. Ellen Hill Owen, 83, formerly of Fairfield, died on September the 8th. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 20th, at the Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Fairfield, with burial to follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be on the 20th from 11 a.m. until time of the service at the church. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website, WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies, with a high near 79. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
Asbury & Associates is adding a new member to their medical staff. Meet Physician Assistant Shane Bowen. Shane will be offering primary care services at our Centralia office. Shane offers a multitude of services, including minor surgical repairs, including lacerations, excision of ingrown toenails, skin biopsies, trigger point injections, DOT physicals, and so much more. Call Asbury & Associates to schedule an appointment with Shane Bowen, 618-244-4800.
Time now for a Tuesday check of sports. The Cardinals will try to widen the gap in the NL Central when they host the Milwaukee Brewers at Busch Stadium tonight. St. Louis is 83-58 and holds an 8-game lead over the second-place Brewers. Jordan Montgomery starts for the Cardinals in Game 1 of the series. And tickets for the Cardinals' 2022 postseason run go on sale this Friday. Fans can secure their spot for 3 potential home games in the wild card round, as well as 3 potential home games in the NLDS. Tickets officially go on sale at 2 p.m. on Friday, but early access is available to people who place a deposit on season tickets. Taking a look at yesterday's scoreboard, in junior high baseball, Jasper defeated Bluford 3-1. In high school volleyball, it was Edwards County defeating Carmi in junior varsity play in 3 sets. In varsity action, ECHS defeated Carmi in 3, with scores of 25-12, 23-25, and 25-13. ECHS JV will play again on Saturday at the Fairfield JV Invite. Varsity will next play on Saturday at the Massac County Invitational. In NFL action, the Seahawks squeaked by the Broncos 17-16. And in baseball, it was the Guardians defeating the Angels 5-4. The Astros shut out the Tigers 7-0. The Blue Jays defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 3-2. The Reds fell to the Pirates 6-3. It was the Cubs over the Mets 5-2. The Dodgers shut out the Diamondbacks 6-0. And the Giants beat the Braves 3-2. In interleague play, Texas took Game 1 of the doubleheader against Miami with a score of 3-2. Game 2 went to Miami with a score of 10-6. Here's a look at today's schedule. In high school golf, FCHS is at Mount Carmel at 4 p.m. And in baseball action, the St. Louis Cardinals will play the Brewers. You can listen to that game live on 105.9 FM WOKZ beginning at around 6:45 p.m. In other baseball action, the Blue Jays host the Rays for doubleheader action. It's the Angels taking on the Guardians. The Astros play Detroit. It's the Yankees facing the Red Sox. The Royals go up against the Twins, and the Athletics play the Rangers. The Pirates and Reds will face off in a doubleheader. The Phillies will play the Marlins. The Cubs take the trip to New York to face the Mets. The Dodgers go up against the Diamondbacks, and the Braves play the Giants. In interleague play today, the Orioles will face the Nationals. The Rockies play the White Sox, and the Padres are in Seattle to face the Mariners. That's a Tuesday Check-Up Sports.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible unlocked phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Here's your classic hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today is calling for sunny skies with a high near 79. Overnight tonight will be clear with a low around 53. Sunny skies remain in the forecast for the entire week. Wednesday, we're looking at highs near 83 and a low near 56. Thursday, high near 86 with a low around 59. Friday's high will be 88 with a low near 62. And Saturday, we're looking at highs near 88 and lows around 63.